still, we have a problem here. There was a changing in Libya, there was changing in Tunisia, but the main problem considered as the obstacle to this project, to this dream, if we want, of the people of the region, which is the great Maghreb, is the problem between Algeria and Morocco concerning the Western Sahara. It is very good to have good intention, like Mr. Marzouki is saying, and it seems he has good intention. Even I think it is more for economic reason than for a political project. But there is this structural problem, which is the problem of Western Sahara, which create big animosity, and let's use the word, between Algeria and Morocco. I am not that convinced that the Arab Spring is going to help on this project.
Previously, Tunisia and Libya have acted as mediators between Morocco and Algeria. Is there any different sort of approach that they can take this time in order to try and resolve this problem over Western Sahara?
I don't think that Libya or Tunisia at the moment have the ability to make any pressure on Algeria and Morocco on this, and the problem is still there. There is a structural problem, there is fundamental disagreement, and there is a fundamental difference in the way that Algeria and Morocco are seeing this problem. Morocco still convinced that he has the legitimacy and the sovereignty on the Western Sahara, and Algeria is still refusing that for a couple of reasons, political and security and economic. Also, because that region is very rich. There's a lot of resources, and there is also security issues, there is ideological issues. So I don't think that Libya and Tunisia have, for the moment, the tools to solve this problem. The structural disagreement is still there. It is just non-declared war. We know that both of the two countries are facing a lot of social problems. So it is not a matter of going in confrontation. But if we imagine that they were stable, yes, it is a matter of security. It's very clear. So I don't see how Tunisia and Libya could solve this problem.
The other issues affecting the Maghreb Union were Morocco's relationship with the European Union and also a difference of opinions over Libya's involvement in the Lockerbie bombing.
When you are talking about union, when you are talking about a sort of political and economic fusion, you have to have regime that have the same doctrine. At least if they don't have the same vision of the issues that touching each country, they must to have close, similar vision. It is not the cases of the Fife regime.